Measles continues to be a major killer in much of the developing world. In the US, it was all but eliminated a couple of decades ago. But it's making a comeback, as more parents choose not to vaccinate their children. The public health community is trying to re-educate families about the importance of childhood vaccinations, and that includes a new program in Utah. The Mountain West News Bureau's Eric Newman has more.
In 2017, Republican State Representative Norm Thurston was approached by people in his district. They wanted to make sure that parents who weren't going to vaccinate their kids understood what that choice meant.
I'm strongly pro-vaccination. I think that every child that can be vaccinated should be vaccinated.
Thurston represents Utah County. It's an area of the state with some of the highest numbers of children who don't get vaccinated for common childhood diseases like measles, whooping cough, and mumps. And while Thurston is pro-vaccination, he's also pro-personal choice.
For me, it's an important part of freedom is to be able to make that decision for yourself.
At the time, parents who wanted their kids exempt for medical, religious, or philosophical reasons had to go to their county health clinic, talk to a nurse, and take a form to their child's school. So Thurston came up with a compromise. Now, parents can stay at home and watch a program online about the importance of vaccinations instead. The 20-minute-long module covers the basics.
Vaccine myths. Myth. Vaccines are dangerous. Reality.
It describes vaccine-preventable diseases and explains why childhood shots are important. It also explains the precautions parents need to take if they don't get their kids vaccinated, like having them stay home from school if there's a disease outbreak.
Measles, 21 days home from school. Mumps, 26 days.
The goal is to get parents consistent information, but some are still resistant and see the online program as patronizing. Parents like Seth Cox. On a summer morning, he's making pancakes for his five kids.
Our normal daily routine is I head off to work and these kids start on their chores.
And me and Jacob, we do our chores fast and try to beat each other.
Cox lives in Utah County. He stopped vaccinating his kids, he says, after hearing stories about children having allergic reactions. And he says when he took his kids to get vaccinated, it seemed like doctors were relying more on scare tactics than answering his questions.
Stop being such a scaredy cat, and you're putting everybody at risk, and your own children, you're a terrible parent.
According to the CDC, severe allergic reactions to childhood vaccinations are extremely rare. Despite that assurance, the number of parents around the country getting vaccine exemptions is growing, along with a rise in the infections those childhood shots are meant to prevent.
These are scary diseases.
That's Peter Hotez. He recently co-authored a paper on this phenomenon.
I mean, measles, before we did large-scale global programs, was the single leading killer of children in the world in the 1980s.
Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College in Houston and a professor of pediatrics. He says this trend means preventable diseases are again putting communities at risk.
We've got counties now in the western part of the United States where you have schools where you have 10, 20, 30% of the kids are not receiving their childhood vaccines.
And it's not just about that one child who doesn't get a shot. These low vaccination rates interfere with something called herd immunity. That's when the vast majority of a community is vaccinated. That mass vaccination makes it more difficult for infections to spread. Herd immunity is especially important for vulnerable people who can't be vaccinated for valid reasons. For example, those with weakened immune systems like people with cancer or HIV.
It's probably one of public health's greatest achievements, but it's also our downfalls.
That's Rich Lakin, immunization program manager at the Utah Department of Health.
Now we have to fight for why immunizations are so important, because we don't see the diseases like we used to anymore.
He's not convinced Utah's new program is going to solve the problem. It could make it worse, since now parents can exempt their kids online rather than having to go to the doctor's office. But he does know personally how a childhood shot can change a life. Growing up, he says, he had an uncle with polio.
I saw him all growing up, and I remember him telling me, man, I wish that vaccine would have came out a couple years earlier.
The online immunization module in Utah is now available for the coming school year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Newman.